publication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, today's special. Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special. Please be with us.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان.
Today Wednesday is the 3rd of Shawwal 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Ordibehesht 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of May 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At the first step, this is Holy Quran, verses 41 to 45 of chapter Ar-Rahman.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Yu'rafu al-mujrimuna bisimahum fa يؤخذ بالنواصي والأقدام.
The criminals will be known by their marks, and they will be seized by the forelocks and the feet.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
هذه جهنم التي يكذب بها المجرمون.
This is hell which the criminals deny.
يطوفون بينها وبين حميم آن.
They will go around between it and scalding water, heated to the utmost degree.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Those who committed all kinds of sins and disobeyed divine command by all their beings, from their hair to their feet, shall be seized on the day of resurrection by their hair and feet to be cast into hellfire. On that day, questions shall not be asked, since sinners shall be recognized by their marks and faces. Some shall have smiling and brilliant faces, which reflects their faith and righteous good deeds, and some others shall have dark, ugly, and sullen faces, inflicting their faithlessness and evil deeds. The topic of today's special is keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive. Ramadan is now over, our eyes shed tears, and our hearts ache for the departure of the month of the Quran, the month of mercy, the month of solidarity, the month of forgiveness, the month of freedom from the fire. However, we should continue doing good deeds after Ramadan, since the Lord of Ramadan is the Lord of the whole year. Islam is the religion of purity and sincerity. This applies to all the seasons of the year, not only to the Ramadan.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin asta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about what to do and what not to do in order to preserve the blessings of the month Ramadan. First of all, it must be indicated that the month Ramadan is a really blessed month in that. We've been invited to practice many religious instructions, and at the same time, for example, we've been instructed to avoid doing certain jobs that nullify our act of fasting in the month of Ramadan. And in order to preserve these religious effects and religious influences on us, We've been instructed in Islamic teachings what to do and what not to do in order to preserve the positive effects of the month Ramadan. And when we say the positive effects of the month Ramadan, the month Ramadan is full of blessings for us, and all these blessings have positive effects on us. Yes, we cannot deny that throughout the month Ramadan, for example, in daytime when time of fasting is too long, we may feel very much bored or very much tired or not that energetic. However, the religious energy we receive throughout the month Ramadan is really superior and superb and much higher by far than other time of the year. According to the instructions of the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, any person who is really in the state of fasting should avoid eating, drinking, and doing other jobs that may nullify fasting, and the same should be done, and the same consequences, the same observances should be done throughout the year. For example, not casting an unallowable look at other ladies, for example, or doing some other jobs that may be religiously forbidden.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
We're looking at the ways to practice Ramadan values throughout the year. Patience is truly a virtue. As human beings, we are often easy to anger, even more so if we are busy and something or someone unexpected disturbs our packed schedule. During Ramadan, we practice patience by abstaining from food and drink and checking our conduct. There is no reason why we can't continue to do so during regular days. If a situation angers you, take 10 deep breaths before responding. This simple exercise calms you down and will help you see things from a different perspective. Need more than 10, take a step back. A solution may even present itself by excusing yourself for an hour or even a day to understand what happened and why it angered you. Consider letting it go. Sometimes losing argument or coming to a truce is better than destroying a relationship. The month of Allah, the month of Ramadan, we looked at some health benefits of fasting backed by science. It's nice to continue that, to remind us the benefits of Ramadan. May enhance heart health by improving blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Heart disease is considered the leading cause of death around the world. Switching up your diet and lifestyle is one of the most effective ways to reduce your risk of heart disease. Some research have found that incorporating fasting into your routine may be especially beneficial when it comes to heart health. One small study revealed that 8 weeks of alternate day fasting reduced levels of bad LDL cholesterol and blood triglycerides by 25% and 32% respectively.
You know, brothers and sisters, many of us, we don't follow this important spiritual principle. You know, for example, some of us, we backbite. Some of us, we don't observe the hijab. Some of us, we don't pay khums. We commit these sins and we've just accepted these sinful acts as habits. It's a habit. And what do we usually do? We try to compensate for those sins or for the abandonment of our wajibat by doing what? We try to do mustahabbat to make up for it. So for example, imagine there's someone who doesn't even make an effort to wake up for Salatul Fajr. So that means what? That means that they're committing a sin. And that same person, for example, will recite Dua Abu Hamza Thumali, they'll recite Dua Kumail, they'll go on ziyarah every year. We have to understand, brothers and sisters, that there is no recommended act that can make up for a wajib that we're missing. You know, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, اجتناب السيئات أولى من اكتساب الحسنات. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, he says, avoiding sin has more priority than doing good deeds that are considered extra. So for example, who's better in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Someone who prays Salatul Fajr Qadha every day and prays Salatul Layl and recites Dua Kumail and does all of these ziyarat? Or someone who just does the bare minimum wajib but avoids haram? The answer, according to the Ahlul Bayt, is what? If a person just does the wajibat, the bare minimum wajib, and they avoid the muharramat and they do nothing else, they don't recite Dua Kumail, they don't go on ziyarah, they don't do any of those things. They just stick to the wajibat. In the eyes of God, that person is more beloved than the person who takes the obligations lightly and does all of these extra actions.
Inshallah, we continue our topic that was keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive on another episode of today's special. Until then, we keep you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Thought.
Salam, and since we are still basking in the blessings of Eid al-Fitr following the end of the fasting month of Ramadan, here is food for thought from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam of the Pious, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, the divinely designated vicegerent of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Indeed, the aid is for those whose fasting has been accepted by God and whose worship has been appreciated. and any day on which God has not been disobeyed is Eid.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and a very noble hadith and tradition, which has been narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, the fifth imam of the family of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith is about flattering transgressors, meaning praising them, flattering them with the hopes of getting something out of it, you know. In fact, this is something which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. And in a verse of the Holy Quran, God Almighty says, "Who are eager that you should be pliable so that they may be pliable towards you." Imam Baqir alayhi salam in this beautiful hadith says the following. Allah revealed to the Prophet Shu'aib. So in fact, this is one of those Hadith-i-Qudsi. Hadith-i-Qudsi is a tradition and a hadith in which God speaks in the first person. Right? You might be speaking to a prophet. You might be speaking to a great person. right? Such as, who might not be a prophet, but nevertheless is a wise person, is a great person, like the prophet Luqman, like the sage Luqman. But so this in this tradition, the Imam alayhi salam mentions this sacred tradition and Hadith Qudsi. God Almighty revealed the following to Prophet Shuaib. Verily, I am punishing 100,000 members of your community. A lot of people. 40,000 from among the evildoers and 60,000 from among the good doers. When the Prophet Shuaib alayhi salam heard this, he was surprised and he was amazed. So he asked, my Lord, evildoers fine, but what about the good doers? Meaning, why would you punish so many good doers? What have they done? Why do they deserve punishment? Then Allah, mighty and exalted, answered him by revealing the following to him. This was because they were pliable with the transgressors and did not express any anger at what angers means. Meaning these people were amongst transgressors, were amongst sinners, but they did not express any regret and any anger at what these people were doing. These people were sinning in front of them, they were transgressing in front of them, but these people, they didn't mention anything to them. They didn't try to stop them, right? They were pliable to them. They might even have been flattering them to get their affairs accomplished and done, right? They didn't do Amr bil Ma'ruf, they didn't enjoy the good, or Nahi an al Munkar, they didn't forbid the evil. This led them to incur God's wrath, and God punished 60,000 good people from amongst the community and the ummah of Shu'aib alayhi salam. So this is a very dangerous act, and we should be careful of it. In a similar tradition, Imam Ali says, the worst of your brothers is he who flatters you and conceals you from your faults, or conceals your faults from you. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at flattering the transgressors in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters. This is Habibullah Fasizada with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us. Inshallah, can you say hello to our sisters and brothers?
Hello. How are you guys?
Salaam alaikum. Salaam.
Salaam, salaam.
How are you? Are you good?
And on behalf of them, I say alaikum assalam. Okay, inshallah. So, our sisters and brothers, thank you so much for being with us, having this kind of classes. I mean, level one, and now we are, alhamdulillah, in level two.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Ar-Rahman, علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام
الشمس
For this time it's not
لام لام Okay.
For lam.
Wal-qamaru.
Wal-qamaru.
The hamza is for
again
the moon.
Ah, bihusban.
For sun and moon. Sacrifice.
No. So one najmu.
One najmu. For najm.
Correct.
For najm.
Wash-shajaru.
For shajar.
Shajar.
So say hamzatul wasl is skipped here. Yeah. Silent. Wassama.
Hamzatul wasl.
Again. Rafa'aha nothing. Wawada'a al. Hamzatul wasl again.
Mizan.
Okay. Ah, this one. So listen to this one. Allah.
Tak.
It's one of the difficult parts of the words of the Quran. When two letters are close to one another in terms of pronunciation. Ta ta. Dal ta. And for example, ha ha. Next one, for example, sin sad.
Ain ha.
Ain ha. Ha.
Yeah, it's
Ayn Alif.
No. I mean, no.
Ayn Ha is looking really hard.
Ha and Ha, they are friends. I mean, they are kind of like one another. Hamza and Ayn. For example, A'jamiyun. It's very difficult.
No, but Ayn and Ha.
Ayn and Ha.
Yeah, it's really difficult.
Sometimes, yeah, the students say, A'udhu. They say, A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah.
A'udhu.
Allah tatghaw. There is one alif.
It's easy.
But remember, this is not the alif of.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. This is silent. Yeah, this is alif is silent. The sign of.
So also T is also silent. It should be qalqala.
It is sakin.
Oh yeah, sakin. Sorry.
Silent. We do not mean by having sukoon. Okay, silent means you skip it. Don't pay attention to this. Next one. وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ. What is skipped here?
Waw and alif.
Oh, the waw maddi.
Yeah,
Why is it skipped here?
Because it's...
It gives
the
sacrifice.
The next one is... عروف الشمسي.
Oh, no. It's the next word has a hamzatul was.
Yes.
Huh?
Hamzatul was.
Yeah. وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ. Do not say وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ. No. وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ. All right, Mahdi. How do you got to recite this?
وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ.
Ah, mashallah. وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ. Great. بِالْقِسْطِ. بِالْقِسْطِ. What is skipped here?
Alif.
Alif. Oh, yeah. It's gray.
Yeah,
the alif is gray.
وَلَا تُخْسِرُوا الْمِيزَانَ. How do you say this?
وَلَا تُخْسِرُوا الْمِيزَانَ.
Okay. If I recite وَلَا تُخْسِرُوا الْمِيزَانَ, Hadi will laugh at me. You know. Okay. Next one. وَالْأَرْضَ. حَمْزَةُ الْوَسْطِ. It's very easy. So وَضَعَهَا لِنَعْلَمْ. Now, inshallah, you will recite one ayah, okay? Everyone will recite.
From first.
Mahdi start from first. أعوذ بالله.
So, five
ayahs, okay? So, Mahdi will recite the first ayah, second ayah, Hussein, then Hadi, then Muhammad Yahya,
yes. Okay.
Then me. No.
Yes.
Then back to me.
أعوذ بالله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن
خلق الإنسان
علمه البيان
الشمس والقمر بحسبان
والنجم والشجر يسجدان
ما شاء الله
والسماء ورفعها ووزع الميزان
read it again ووزع there's الميزان. One extra word
ووزع okay. والسماء رفعها ووزع الميزان
ووضع الميزان
ألا تطغوا في الميزان
the first one is ta
ألا تطغوا
ألا تطغوا في الميزان
ألا تطغوا ألا تطغوا
ألا
تطغوا
stretch the sound ألا تطغوا ألا تطغوا في الميزان great مهدي
وأقيم الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسر الميزان
ما شاء الله
والأرض وضعها للأنعام
محمد هادي close to the microphone
فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الكمام
I think we got to read this once, okay? The 10 more ayahs we got to read together then. Repeat after me then. So, thank you so much, Brother Mahdi. Let's go to the next ayahs. I will recite. Repeat after me. Then one by one you will recite again this
time,
okay?
I wanted to write for the ayahs.
Ready?
Is the only thing I know.
So, ready? Thank you so much, Brother Mahdi, Minhal, Muhammad Yahya, and Hadi. Now we'll go and recite, inshallah, practice next ayahs with me, okay? Ayah 11 to Ayah 20, then one by one. Again, one ayah you will recite, inshallah, okay? Ready? Okay.
Yes.
But before that, recite a salawat then. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Reciting salawat has a lot of reward. So
yes,
it's very good. Everybody said
Allah.
Actually, for example, like you're reciting Quran, it means you're remembering Allah Almighty. Okay? Reciting Salawat means we have Allah Humma.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض
حياتي How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
We were remembering Allah, we were remembering the Holy Prophet and the family of the Holy Prophet, okay?
Animal
Zaman. So this is very good, yes? Remembering.
Yes.
So, ready?
Yes.
Let's go. فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام
فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام
والحب ذو العصف والريحان
والحب ذو العصف والريحان
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
I'm sure this ayah is repeated many times,
yes.
So nobody
yes,
makes
mistake. That's why I know it's really good.
Nobody next, makes mistake with this ayah.
Next page, next page.
Every two ayah we have this. Every two ayah we have.
But the next page, like.
Every one ayah.
So
we have
much.
Yours.
No, yeah. 533
So, let's continue.
خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار
خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار
وخلق الجان من مارج من نار
وخلق
الجن من مارج من نار
وخلق الجن من مارج من نار
Great. The in sound in this ayah, try to merge it with the next letter. Look.
وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارٍ We'll study these rules, okay? Just now do it. One, two, go on.
وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارٍ
ما شاء الله.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّ ربكما تكذبان
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
رب المشرقين ورب المغربين
رب المشرقين ورب المغربين
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
مرج البحرين يلتقيان
مرج البحرين يلتقيان
مرج البحرين رين يلتقيان
مرج البحرين يلتقيان
بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان
بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان
الحمد لله ما شاء الله so I think it's better to recite a salawat and take a break than inshallah one by one with
starting
energy,
with
fresh.
Starting with me.
Inshallah.
Yes,
starting
with me.
So let's recite a salawat, don't forget.
Allahumma
salli ala
Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي.
Brothers and sisters, in this part of the Kumail supplication, Imam Ali alayhi salam states, وَلَا تَفْضَحْنِي بِخَفِيِّ مَا اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سِرْجِي. Do not disgrace me through the hidden things you know of my secrets. A true servant, a true supplicant, must be aware of the fact that Allah is aware of the entire world. He is well aware of everything. He is aware of all the beings and their hidden and apparent aspects. So there is no unfamiliarity, no forgetfulness or ignorance from him. He is well aware of the past, present, and the future events. The hidden side of humans is also evident to him. If he reveals our hidden sins, we would be disgraced before our parents, before our children, before others. And if they know about our hidden sins, they would disgrace us. Perhaps they don't want to talk to us anymore. They won't accept us in their houses anymore. The servant, in this section of the Kumail supplication, beseeches to the Lord to maintain his grace and not disgrace him for his hidden sins. By murmuring these divine words, the supplicant should be sure that his Lord would never disgrace a repenting, sinful servant. The Almighty Allah conceals the sins to such an extent that he has stated about accounting for some of his servants' deeds, I account for their deeds myself, so that their deeds would not get obvious to Prophet Muhammad, who himself is so kind to his ummah, and so they don't get disgraced before him. The fourth infallible Imam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, has stated some of the attributes of the Almighty in Abu Hamza's supplication like this. Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Dhunub, Allam al-Uyub. O the concealer of faults, the forgiver of sins, the knower of the hidden. Tastur al-Dhanba bi-Karamik, wa tu'akhir al-Uqubata bi-Hilmik. You conceal the sins out of your might, and you delay the punishments out of your patience. Some servants of the Almighty Allah, with their limited capacity, astonishingly conceal others' faults. If these are the Almighty's servants, how good is the concealer himself? How good can the Almighty Allah, who is the creator of all these people, how can he conceal the servants' sins? Prophet Jacob, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi wasalam, who wanted to persuade Joseph that his brothers had behaved unjustly to him, only heard from him, Afallahu amma salaf. Allah forgives what is past.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm.
and remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Now let us have a look at an astonishing story on forgiveness and end our discussion on this part of the Kumail supplication. There was once a highly knowledgeable and pious man, a noble man from Khorasan named Abu Abdurrahman Hatim ibn Yusuf. It has been said that he was named Al-Asam because once a woman came to him to ask something. While talking to him, the woman unintentionally broke wind and got very ashamed. Hatim pointed at his ear, implying that he could not hear her speech. The woman got very happy that she was not disgraced before this knowledgeable scholar. No one was aware of this happening. But Hatim was named Asam from that time because he pretended to hear badly until that woman was alive. When he passed away, another pious nobleman dreamed of him and asked him, "How did Allah account for you?" And Hatim answered, "Because I considered what I heard unheard, the Almighty forgave what I had ever done and heard altogether." Brothers and sisters, this is what the true supplicant need to consider when he is talking, when he is supplicating to his Lord. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.